You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You can tell a lot about a person about the way they treat waitstaff at restaurants.
Sure, of course. You know, anybody that has a job that some people might feel is lower than their career, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. Yeah, if you watch how they treat people, that definitely makes a big difference.
So it's been trending everywhere that a lot of servers have been posting TikToks and Instagram videos talking about the celebrities that they served and how they behaved. I find this particularly interesting because I'm a restaurant kid. I grew up in restaurants. My parents owned restaurants. And we've had our fair share of celebrities over the years. Hmm. You know, and I think about, it's never about the tip. Like, people always want to know if they're good tippers. That never mattered.
Right.
It was more like, were they nice to us?
Right.
Did they make demands? Were they, you know? So I always think back to, like, two of my favorites. Martha Stewart came in one night.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was the hostess. She runs the front. My dad, you know, it's my dad's. He runs the place. He's a chef. So my dad's cooking in the back. And I was working the bar at the time, right? And I was helping out with the servers. And all of a sudden, Martha Stewart comes back and sits at the bar. And
yep.
I go, oh my God, it's Martha Stewart.
Right.
So I run up to my ma. I go, Ma! I go, why is Martha Stewart sitting at the bar? I go, why does she have a table? She goes, I don't have any tables. Where am I going to put her? Who's that? I go, Martha Stewart, Mom. It's Martha Stewart.
It's important, Mom.
Right.
And she goes, this could make or break us.
Right. And she goes, well, where do you want me? And this is at the height of her career, before jail.
Sure.
Like, you know?
I would argue after jail was the height, but okay. All right.
And she goes, but I don't got a table, Anna. Where do you want me to put her? She's got to wait like everybody else.
Right.
And I have to tell you, she was the nicest woman. She sat there and she waited politely. She must have waited like 45 minutes for a table and didn't say a word.
You know, I was a server for many years myself, too. And I waited on quite a few celebrities when I worked at Six Flags, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And during that time, you're right. It's not about the money.
Yeah.
Because you're going to make your money one way or the other. You have good days and bad days as tips. You're going to make your money one way or the other. It is about how they treat you, and that's the stuff you'll remember. Whitney Houston, really nice. Bobby Brown, looking at my girlfriend.
Oh.
That happened. Oscar De La Hoya, super nice guy. Sign anything, take a photo with anybody. Let the man eat his chicken sandwich.
I remember that Michael Bolton used to come in, and Michael Bolton.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. And you, when Michael Bolton walks in, and he asks for the corner romantic table, you're like, is he going to sing?
Can I sit with you?
Can you sing to me? But he didn't eat any meat, so he'd always order like the clams and then like a bottle of wine and only eat like three things. I'd be like, aren't you hungry? Do you want me to bring you some bread?
Funny fact, if you haven't picked up on it, Anna has an unnatural attraction to Michael Bolton, who is a good deal older than you.
Yeah, I do. All right. So let's take some of these trending videos and you tell me, do you think they were nice or not?
Okay.
Let's start with Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, I think, is going to be nice. Her dad owns a restaurant. She always seems nice.
Honestly, she remembered everybody's names. She always looked flawless. She's extremely nice. She's a goddess.
Yep.
She remembered everybody's name.
That's a big deal.
Man, Lady Gaga is good, right?
Yeah.
She's good at this stuff.
Mm-hmm. How about Anna Faris?
Anna Faris, again, very nice person. Love her. Scary Movie, all those different movies. She comes off as just super funny. Just Friends, crazy person, but also, again, funny.
Anna Faris is the kindest, most wonderful person alive. I wish she was my best friend. She was so nice. Just so unbelievably nice. 20 out of 10.
She did dub that husband and moved on with the camera guy. But that's okay. It's all right. Sometimes love changes.
They're not always all so good, though.
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to get to that coming up next. You know, Raven, when we have artists in the studio, back when we were allowed to have artists in the studio.
That was a time. Remember
that?
That
was a time, yeah. I would say that most artists were nice. Like, there wasn't anybody that really stuck out in my head, except for that one time that I ended the interview early because they were so rude, remember?
But, I do remember that.
With the exception of that one time, like, everybody's always on their best behavior. But when you want to see a celebrity's true colors, you put them in a restaurant. Because the truth is that when you put them in front of waitstaff, the way they treat waitstaff says a lot about them.
Yeah, the truth is, when they come in here, they're on their best behavior.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they know that it's a public thing. Now, if you work concerts, it's a little bit different. If you're doing backstage, you'll catch people having real days, good days, bad days, that type of thing. But we don't play that game. If you're rude here, you know, we don't play that game. It's over when it's over.
Raven and I have both worked in the restaurant business very early on for most of our lives. So we know that of celebrities, the way they act in the restaurants is really their true color. So we're going to say, do you think they're mean? Celebrity Restaurant Edition, because all these TikTok, Instagram stars have been posting videos, servers, of how celebrities treated them when they were out to dinner at their restaurant.
I'm here for this. I kind of like this outing thing.
Okay.
This is good.
How about Keanu Reeves? Do you think he was nice?
Keanu Reeves has got to be a nice guy. He's just the nicest guy in everything he does. Super respectful, very talented. Keanu's day has arrived.
Let's see.
Keanu Reeves, he came in for a lunch with like a bunch of industry stiffs. He was so polite, so humble, paid for the whole bill, tipped super well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Keanu. Really nice. Probably walk your dog for you if you need him. Yeah. I wish he was a neighbor. I'd be like, Keanu, I'm going away next week. Is it all right? He'd be like, yep, I got it. It's all set.
Let's get a little trickier. How about Drake?
I want to say Drake's a nice guy. I want to say he's a nice guy. I don't know.
Drake, he has so many security guards, which is fine. You know, protect yourself. He drank rosé on ice. He ate a kale salad. He was fine.
That's what I would think, too. He was fine. Like, he strikes me as the kind of guy, like, he's going to roll in with his entourage.
Yeah.
You're not really going to be able to interact with him because there's going to be so many people between you
and him. A lot of people. Right? Yeah. I mean, you seen the side of his house?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
I like that he had rosé and a kale salad.
He's watching that waist.
Okay. How about Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife?
You know, I'm a big fan of the Biebs. I'm very into their union, and I know that they're going to be in love forever. I'm going to say she was nice.
Next up, we have Mrs. Bieber. This is going to be controversial. I've met her a handful of times, and every time she was not nice.
Not nice.
Oh, come on.
Yep. And you want to know what else? Okay, how about Catherine Waterston? She's from Fantastic Beasts. Now, she's British.
Okay. Well, that's the first strike against her, I guess.
No! I'm just saying, sometimes...
Okay.
Sometimes they... Well, it makes them be very like kind.
You said it like that, so I'm going to say she was mean. I'm going to say she was mean.
Catherine Waterston, who was not very nice. Mm. She seems to just not want me to exist that day. I'm not sure what happened to her before she came in, but it was very uncomfortable.
Yep. Here's what I realized going through a million of these TikToks yesterday, Raven.
Yeah.
Is that A level is always on their best behavior, but when you start getting to B, C level celebrities, that's where they start getting nasty.
Yeah, well, they could have a day where they fell off, right? They're not ready to play that game.
I guess.
Or they're just mad at the world because they didn't get that part.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get that paycheck.
Right.
I get it.
One last one.
Or they're British.
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner. I think Kylie Jenner's probably going to be nice. I mean, she's worth billions.
Except we have Kylie. She was fine, but she tipped $20 on a $500 dinner.
Oh,
$20 on a $500 dinner?
They say that's how the rich stay rich, man. By being cheap.
That is crazy.
That ain't right.
I pay more than that for her foundation. Crazy?
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.